Today we celebrate the feast of St. Augustine of Canterbury, not St. Augustine of Hippo. St. Augustine is an obscure person. He was not highly professionally educated as a Benedictine monk in those early days of the Order of St. Benedict. He certainly was not a pretended to be a genius like St. Augustine of Hippo, great doctor of the Church, and still a stupendous influence throughout the entire world, not just the Western world. But here we want to pay attention to something that was underscored by St. Paul in his letter to the Thessalonians. He had a nice way, you might say, of saying how humble I was in the circumstances, but he was very humble, although he was very frank about certain things. But St. Augustine of Canterbury was a different kind of personality. He certainly organized a group of not professional preachers and professors, but like the apostles, those whom the Lord selected, but enabled to, as it were, to present the gospel correctly and in a way that is attractive. And one thing that St. Paul emphasizes, in which St. Gregory, the Pope who sent Gregory the Great, pointed out that the Lord, when he is asked to send workers into his vineyard, hears the prayer, answers it in sense. He chooses humble people, as it were, to conduct the mission. And for there is lack of humility, there will be lack of conversions, and then there will be a waste of energies entirely. Instead, as it were, two things are made clear in the system that has been followed in the Church for 2,000 years. The humble preacher, the one who doesn't brag about himself, the one who doesn't pretend that he can educate the whole world, is the one who will succeed so often in converting an entire nation. That is what St. Gregory has referred to in his writings, was accomplished by St. Augustine and a few monks that went with him to organize the first mission among the Anglo-Saxons. And the entire country was converted in a short period of time. The first point is that the simplicity, basically the lack of notoriety by these missionaries, was a way of manifesting who it was who was coming to the aid of the people. It was the Lord himself who accomplished these wonderful events, a whole nation being converted. And secondly, the importance of the conversion being permanent, that the missionary be a humble man. Not bragging about it as something that was important for him. Look at all my people, as it were, and all they do for me. But rather he would simply say, thanks the Lord that my name is written in the book of life. I have a place reserved in heaven. I will be there with all of you. Let us keep this in mind and strive, as it were, as much as possible by our good works and openness to others, others' willingness to explain what God has prepared for those who love Him, believe in Him, and place all their hope in Him. With the help of Our Lady, not only will we always be prepared to receive our Lord worthily in Holy Communion, to begin to enjoy His company even before we get to the paradise of the Holy Trinity in heaven, and bring others, as it were, to believe and to hope to receive our Lord worthily.
Fructum. tomb and trees to be.